ओम शांति। 3rd September 2019 ट्यूसडे। द एसेंस फ्रॉम टुडेज मुरली। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, टेल एवरीवन द सीक्रेट ऑफ आबू बीइंग द ग्रेटेस्ट पिलग्रिमेज प्लेस ऑफ ऑल। इट्स हियर दैट गॉड हिमसेल्फ ग्रांटेड एवरीवन सॉल्वेशन। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, tell everyone the secret of Abu being the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It's here that God Himself granted everyone salvation. So today's whole Murli is about the glory and the splendor of Mount Abu. And Baba repeatedly said, Mount Abu is the greatest pilgrimage. This is the place where you will find the memorial of God teaching Raj Yoga. This is the place where you will find the model of heaven. This is the place which is going to become famous one day. This is the place, Baba said in today's Murli, don't know what is going to happen with Mount Abu. So the entire Murli is based on the glory, on the beauty, on the greatness, on the splendor of Abu. There was a time when they used to write Abu like this, double O. And the name of this place as the pilgrimage place has been mentioned even in the ancient Indian scriptures like Puranas. And they have mentioned it as Arpudachal, and later on they called it Arbudaranya, the forest of Abu. And Abu is the diminutive form of Arbudaranya, the forest of Abu. And this Abu used to be, it's probably the only hill station of Rajasthan, and it was quite famous during the earlier times when people used to come here for rest, for picnic. And if you look at the history of Abu, it was ruled by different dynasties throughout the ages. Earlier they were Parmars, and then they were defeated and overthrown and took over by Gurjars, and this entire Rajasthan and Gujarat, they were ruled by, inhabited by Gurjars. And later on, earlier this Mount Abu was in Gujarat, but later on when Rajasthan and Gujarat were separated, it got a separate status. So at present, this is the only hill station of Rajasthan, and it is known as Oasis in the Desert. So Baba is saying, sweet children, tell everyone the secret of Abu being the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It's here that God Himself granted everyone salvation. And Baba is telling us to reveal this secret to everyone, that Abu is the place which is going to become famous. Abu is the place where you will have people from all over the globe visiting. One day this will become the cynosure of all eyes. This will become the place of attraction. this will become the spiritual hermitage, the spiritual pilgrimage, or the greatest pilgrimage in the world. So this Abu is not the ordinary land. This is a land where God has descended and did his elevated work of transforming human beings. And in today's Murli Baba said, this is the place where you have living Dilwada. This is the place where you have the model of heaven. This is the place where you know, where the people will come and they will understand that this is the memorial of God's descent. This is the memorial where God taught ancient Rajyoga. The pristine Rajyoga has been taught, preached, revealed, unraveled at this place. So explain this to everyone. Let's go to Abu. Tell everyone. Let's go to Abu. There was an English poet, and she had written, probably she visited Mount Abu in 1839. That's long back, almost 1838 or 39, almost 100 years before God's descent. This lady from London, this English poet, her name was Letitia Elizabeth Landon, L-E-L. So in one of her books, she wrote about Mount Abu. And that poem is quite famous. And that poem describes the glory of Mount Abu. That poem describes the valor of Rajputs. Because Mount Abu is the place where different sages like Vashishtha and even the incarnations like Dattatreya have been associated. It's said that when Vashishtha had differences with sage Vishwamitra, he had retired to the southern spur of Mount Abu. And here he meditated. And he had created a yajna. And from that yajna, one Agnipurush had come out. And that's said to be the first Rajput. And that's how the Rajputs were created. So this English poet had written a poetry in 1838-39. And in that poetry, she's describing the glory, the beauty of Abu, or the valor of the Rajput warriors. She writes, the name of the poem is Hindu Temples on the Mountain Lake of Abu. Old English writes Hindu like this, double O. And even Abu is written as double O. That's how they used to write Hindu and Abu. So she writes a poem. From the hills they descend, as wild as the river, which spring hath unloosed like a shaft from its quiver, with light on its water and foam on its banks. So gather these free waves, so gather these ranks. There is gold on the housings. She is describing how rich Abu was once upon a time. There is a gold on the housings and gold on the rein. The rein of the horses had gold that checks the bold courser, the guide to the plain. More precious by far to the warriors are the matchlocks they carry, the saber they wear. Matchlocks means guns, and saber means sword. So they are very precious by far to the warriors are the matchlocks they carry, the saber they bear. Red, red is the turban that girdles their brow. More ready, redly, the blood of their foemen shall flow. Free the wings of the heron that wave white at its side. More free are the Rajputs to battle who ride. The spelling of the Rajput is written as double O. they have kept their old hills unsubdued by a foe. So Mount Abu, she is saying, is very protected. It is unsubdued, undefeated, invincible. The foe, the enemy, has not reached this place because of the Rajputs. There is a death and defeat in the country below, but Rajputs have kept their ancestral hills untrod. Nobody has trodden this place. Nobody has dared to traversed to come across this place. Like their snows and unchained, like their rills. Rills means small streams. So these Rajputs have protected Abu. They have kept it undefeated. They have kept it preserved. Shergarh, the village of the lions. The Muslim. The spelling of Muslim is different. Muslim. These are Muslim rulers. The Muslim sweeps on with his banner of green. The Muslim rulers came with their flag green. And ruins have marked where the crescent has been. But here the sole crescent that ruleth on high is where the young moon first appeareth in the sky. Sail down by the Jamna, and what will ye find but the horse tail and crescent that sweep on the wind. The Ottoman conqueror rules to the sea. Ottoman means Turkish. But not over these mountains, the fearless and fear and free. So she is saying that Muslim rulers came, but they could not touch Abu. She is saying that this Ottoman rulers, they could not touch this Abu. This Abu remained free and this Abu remained fearless. The horse tail and the crescent, by those she is describing and comparing. No prayer writ in gold from the walls is effaced. No prayer which was written in Abu is effaced. No altar is leveled. No shrine is defaced. The sons of the Mohammed, all else may subdue. Mohammed, Mahomet, probably she is talking about Muhammad. But safe amid their clouds are the heights of Abu. So Abu remained extremely protected, insulated, undefeated, invincible throughout the history because of the warriors. So she's describing this Abu, and in whole Murli is based on Mount Abu today. So why this Mount Abu is so important? This whatever I told till now, this is the history. Now present, why this is so important? Why every place Baba is saying chalo chalo, let's go to Abu. Let's go to Abu. If you want to come, if you want to see this, go to Abu. If you want to do this, go to Abu. If you want to understand what is God, go to Abu. So multiple places, such diverse and many myriads of statements have come. So why this Abu is so important? Now tell. Tell at least 100 points. This is the model of heaven. Rather, this is the model. This is the heaven on earth. This is the seventh wonder. This is the wonder of the world. There are seven wonders of the world. Earlier, there were classics wonder of the world. Then there are other seven wonders. Then there are many seven wonders of the world. This is the greatest wonder of the world. What else? This is the house of the father. Abu means Abba. Abba means father. So this is the house of the father. This is the house of the mirror. Sheesh Mahal. This is the place where God has descended. This is the place where you meet God. This is the place where all the Brahmins are born. This is the place where Brahma had come. This is the place where all the ancestors of the Yajna had done tapasya. This is the place of tapasya. This is the place of penance. This is the place of peace. This is the place of peace tower. This is the place of transformation. Parivartan Bhumi. Unless and until you come here, you cannot get transformed. So the frequency of coming to Mount Abu should be more, not once a year. Because the moment you are here, you are in a very different arena, a different field. The moment you got out of this world, the whole world is filled with vicious vibrations. The whole world, there's a wind of vices. So, Abu is the greatest pilgrimage. Abu is the topmost land. Abu is the purest land. Abu is the land of entertainment, Manoranjan Bhumi. Abu is the sweet land, Madhur Bhumi. Abu is the unlimited club. Abu is the unlimited airport. This is the aerodrome. You come here and you take flight. Abu is the unlimited laundry, where the dirty clothes of the souls are washed. Abu is the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. Abu is the living Dalwada. Abu is the living Achalgar, which remains stable, unflinching. Abu is the invincible land. Abu is the land of the brave. Abu is the is the tower of purity. Then Abu is the it's a Haridwar. The real Haridwar is this, the real Gaushala, the real cowshed. Abu is the Abu has got four pilgrimage places. Okay, what else? Tell at least 100, I said. These are not even 10. This is the asylum. This is the asylum. The whole world is going to become mental hospital one day. And souls would run to Abu to seek refuge, to seek heaven, to seek solace. This Abu is the peace of place of solace, a place of comfort. The souls would be restless. The souls would be running helter-kelter one day. And that time, in that scenario, in that situations, Abu would appear as the mental asylum. Abu is the greatest hospital. It's the global hospital. The world from the globe would come to seek relief for alleviation of their pain, their suffering, for the mitigation of their sorrow and their misery. Yes? Unlimited aerodrome. It's a place where you get passport. It's an unlimited station. It's a TV station. Whatever is done here is followed in the world. What else? It's a lake. It's a magical lake where you dip and you convert into fairy. As in yesterday's Sakar Murli Baba said, they talk about Indra Sabha. They talk about the assembly of Indra. So there are fairies. So this is the land where you get transformed. This is the land of lakes. This is lighthouse. This is the might house. This is the topmost land. This is the land of birth of Brahmins. This is the land of tapasya of Brahmins. This is the land where all the dadis and all the seniors from the yajna stayed. What else? House of angels. This is going to become house of angels. Even now it is the house of angels. What else? It's Madhuban. It's a forest of Shishmir, said already. So it's a forest of honey. It's the Madhuban. And Madhuban means two things. Sweetness and Vairagya. Sweetness and disinterest. Recently there was a Murli, no? Talking with Madhuban residents, Baba said, Madhuban means there is sweetness in the tongue. How should be your speech? How should be your speech? Recently there was a Murli, about a month back, Sundays of Vyakta Murli. How should be the speech of Madhuban residents? they should be sweet, they should be recorded, as if they should get rewarded, and they should spread the vibes across the world. So, Madhuban is the greatest ashram, it's the greatest monastery. This is the greatest place, the greatest pilgrimage place, the greatest mutt, the greatest commune. It's a spiritual commune, where the spiritual community stays together. You will not find such commune anywhere in the world, where thousands and thousands and lakhs of people come. The total number of visitors in Mount Abu is how much? Monthly 3 lakhs. So, this, if you analyze the sprawling campus of Shantivan, how many visitors are coming there? A very large number. A whooping number is coming every year. Mount Abu is the army cant. It's the army cant. And we are the spiritual army. We are the spiritual army. This is the fort. This is the unlimited fort. In this fort, there are no vikarmas. In this fort, there are no sinful actions. In this fort, you remain protected, insulated, unsubdued. So this is the fort. This is the fortress. This is the citadel. This is the boat. Abu is a boat. Which boat? That takes you across the world. That takes you from the bitter channel to the sweet channel. And Abu is that boat which is taking you across the world. Abu is the beauty parlor where you come to become, where you come to become, where you come to become beautiful, because you had become black, dirty, and now Abu itself is a beauty parlor. It's an unlimited beauty parlor where God is the beautician. And in this parlor, not just he makes you beautiful, but he turns you into a beautician so that you can go out and make others beautiful. This is the de-addiction center. Abu is the de-addiction center because people are addicted. Not just to alcohol, wine, to drugs, but to sensual pleasures and to vices. So this is the place where unlimited de-addiction is taking place. So Abu is the rehab center, rehabilitation center. And Abu is the engineering college where you are taught how to become, how to do spiritual re-engineering, how to do inner re-engineering. Abu is the medical college where you are taught to become spiritual doctors. Abu is the fire brigade. It's the fire brigade. What you do with this fire brigade? There is a fire in the world. The world is on fire. It's burning in vices. It's burning in vices. So Abu itself or Madhuban itself is the fire brigade. Madhuban is the furnace. Is the furnace. You come here and you become strong by getting burnt. So this is the burning pit where the souls come which are raw, and the bricks become mature, bricks become strong. So this is the spiritual furnace. Then Abu is the factory. Which factory? This is the factory. On one side they put, in today's Murli Baba said, Baba is pumping gyan into your heads. So this is the factory. So this is the one end of the factory. And this is another end. Human beings are put into this factory and they come out as leaders. They come out as spiritual leaders. They come out as deities. So this is the factory to convert humans into deities. Then this is the gymnasium. Abu is what? Gymnasium. This is the, you become spiritual gymnast. Abu is the garden of Allah. This is the garden of Allah. You come to Abu and you become beautiful flowers. Earlier you were thorns. Now you get converted into fragrant flowers, blossoming flowers, beautiful flowers. And you emit, you spread across the world that divine fragrance of purity. So Abu is the what? Garden of Allah. Abu is the Ganges. Abu is the place where Pandavas live. Then Abu is the hostel. Which hostel? It's a spiritual hostel where you get spiritual trainings. So this is a very dedicated hospital to the spiritual inmates who want to progress in their spiritual life. So you have to enter and take admission into this hostel. Then Abu is the insurance company where you insure. And what? Okay. Then is the jewelry shop where you get different jewelries. That we said already. Pilgrimage means four this. Then Abu is the magical place. Already said. Then Abu is the laboratory of God. Lab of God. This is the laboratory, also the library. This is the greatest library in the world. And nobody can burn this as they burned it. Nalanda, or they burned Alexandria. This library cannot be burnt. So these are the greatest books of spirituality. The greatest scriptures of spirituality are found here. So Abu is the lab where spiritual experiments take place. Then Abu is the might house. Abu is the nature cure center. Abu is the orchestra of God where you listen different melody, different music, different symposium, different concerts take place here. Spiritual musical concerts where you listen divine melody, spiritual music where you listen spiritual songs. Then Abu is the shopping mall. Which shopping mall? Super Bazaar, where you get products of Gyan and Yoga. This is the supermarket. Once you come here, you don't have to go anywhere. Whole life can be spent in this market. You don't have to go anywhere to get anything of the world of life. Then Abu is the school, unlimited university. So school and university. And then this is the tree of sandalwood. And this is the Taj Mahal of divine love. And this is the laundry, club, airport, post office. This is the unlimited post office. Whatever you put, that will reach. This is the unlimited Kumbh fair. This is the unlimited mine. Khan of treasures. Then this is the voting booth. Voting booth where the election is going on as to who is going to become the emperor and empress of the world. So this is the selection and the voting booth. Then Abu is the vaccination center where you get vaccinated with spiritual vaccines so that you don't get diseases. Then this is the world museum, spiritual museum. Said already. This is the warehouse. This is the world stage. Abu is the world stage. And we are sitting on the world stage. We are on the world stage performing our elevated actions. And whatever that is done on the world stage is emulated, mimicked and copied by the whole world. So the actions of the residents of the Madhuban should be very elevated because you are on the world stage. Madhuban is the yajna. This Mount Abu is the sacrificial fire where the whole world would one day. This already said, transformation land. Abu is the yoga center where you learn yoga. Abu is the relaxation place. Yes, Abu is the relaxation place. Abu is the gift house. Abu is the real Shamshan. Oh, okay. That's quite new. So this is the graveyard where you come to die. Okay. Then Abu is the GPS. That is a global positioning system. This is God's positioning system or Gyan's positioning system. So this is the GPS, the spiritual GPS. Then Abu is the okay, gateway to heaven. That's said in today's Murli Baba said. Abu is the, that's, these are almost, but still 100 are not finished. I said 100. These are just 80 might be. So find out what is Abu and what is the glory of Abu and what is the glory of Mount Abu, what is the history of Mount Abu, what are the tourist places of Mount Abu, what is the importance of each and every place of Mount Abu, and what God has said about Mount Abu, and what we think about Mount Abu, and what Brahma used to think about Abu, and why God has selected this place. There were so many beautiful places, other places like Himalaya. Why God did not select Himalaya to come? And there were other mountains like Olympus, and there were in the world also there are so many mountains. Outside India, in the world also there are not just mountains but beautiful. Switzerland is there. He could have come there, but he preferred to come in this land, in the land of Magadha. He has come in this land of Magadha. He has not come in that other land. He has come to this land. So why God has selected this land? So this today's whole Murli is about Abu. So what is slogan? Let's go to Abu. If anything, any problem, let's go to Abu. But before coming, contact accommodation department. Don't say that we have said in Murli, in the class, that go to Abu, that's why we are coming to Abu. Come to Abu, but before, make contact with accommodation department. And take the permission, then only come. Otherwise, slogan change. Go back from Abu. Let's go to Abu, otherwise your slogan would be go back to Abu. So it's good that you make a pull, otherwise you will have to build a pull from Sri Lanka to India. Those monkeys build pull from India to Sri Lanka, from Lanka. You will have to build a reverse pull from Lanka to India. So, glory of Mount Abu is unlimited. Om Shanti.